Your mind slows a little. When you enter trance, you find yourself more able to consider each and everything you hear, and to allow the little hidden harmonics in it to emerge. Propositions, arguments, notions. What is it that pulls you in? Coming here and listening, you need a little break. You need a little time away. So put these thoughts into your subconscious and give yourself that additional capacity for consideration. Because just like guided meditation, you're currently allowing someone else to present scenarios, ideas, thoughts, longings, desires. Put them into the spotlight. Turn them over with sureness, with definite reassurance. When you enter hypnotic trance, you go to a peaceful place inside yourself. But what is the place you hang around at? Well, after you're done with the normal trance, the place you were in, it remains. It is retained. And that place you go during breaks is the same. Droopy, drowsy, pliable, dull, relaxed, easy, falling, sinking, dim and unthinking, sinking down. At peace for a little while after you're done listening to me. With me, let's consider. Certainly sinking like that would be immensely pleasurable because your mind would enable itself to remain in the droopy, drowsy, relaxed, fixated state you're in after you're done with me. After you're done playing with me, your mind can just stay with me, deeply down, entwined. If you remain in that state for a longer period of time, you'll find yourself still relaxed, still at a standstill, experiencing the wonderful sensation of needing only to continue the same relaxation. Only needing inaction to prepare yourself to lap the relaxation up. Lacking the need to move other parts of your body, that need is simply absent. Having just as little need to move your mind, moving it is so much more effort intensive than simply following my words through the labyrinthine description, through the elaborate metaphor, through the rendering within your memory, within your fantasy, here with me. And eventually, even remembered words such as these can cease. Remembering the content of words is less necessary. If you could turn your mind off more easily by simply fading and falling, sinking, lolling your head, drooping your limbs. If not listening to my words would take you deeper, then wouldn't you do that? Simply let the listening fade. Listening can happen in the background. Remembered words can cease and pause, and you can fall as deeply as you'd like. You can cease and pause with them. Take a little break. Let your mind sink down. Slake your thirst for relaxation. The full journey toward your innermost mind. Meditative pleasure. Slow sinking pressure. Which can be used to help you quiet yourself. It's beneficial. The journey is always beneficial when it's undertaken together. But because this is not ordinary meditation and has that extra little hypnotic layer, instead of a process of actively listening while letting yourself be guided, you fall under. And in future, when you've heard these words before, you may hear them even more, echoing again and again on top of one another as echoes of the last time you sank, for these exact words remain. In the background of your mind, you can find places to let yourself be guided. You have more of your mind right now than usual. At least until the point where you don't need it anymore. You are only required to listen rather than to elaborate. Your mind is only required to let itself be guided to create simple exercises of meditative exploration. You're focused on my words, you're focused on my work, you're focused on our time together and letting me describe the scenario while you partner with me to let parts of you go. Your brain hinges on the right word, the right subtle intent, the right desire on both of our parts for you to sleep deep, relax, keep yourself well cared for. Everything is as gentle as a whisper until everything is gone entirely. Your mind has put in enough work and now it can put in for a break, a simple vacation, a resting mind, yours and mine together, to cross the boundary into deep sleep, into relaxation and the empty, blank confines of a mind already far too ready to enjoy itself, already primed. Time to rest, to relax, to sleep, to let your mind speak to the desires you already had and the needs that have gone unmet. Any past times you've slept deep in trance, deep, hypnotized deeply to sleep to this place you're in now, this place you cooperate in now, collaborate in now, all those past times, they're similar to this. Those times stick with you, and it's not necessarily just the words being said by me that are affecting you now. There's also elements of what you think of trance, what you have previously experienced of trance, and all the little thoughts inside your head that describe sensation and desire, pleasure, putting it all together. It's the nice things which are not set that stick with you, the things that are malleable, the things that are open and airy, drifting and blank, the elements of what you think of trance that are able to be attached to you now, adding weight to you, helping to weigh you down, helping your mind sing with the delight of time spent caring for yourself. And if you've previously experienced any trances that were particularly good, think back to them. And now you know you're going to be asked to do this, including with this trance, so if there's a moment that you adore, where you're hypnotized and deeply, deeply relaxed, you can hold on to it. Trance and all the little thoughts inside of your head that describe the desire for the sensation of relaxation. Pleasure. Putting it all together. It's the things which are not set in stone, the sleeping things, the things which suggest only relaxing in the state you're in, instead of going deeper. Instead of rising up, you stay right where you are. And the many things which suggest falling deeper rise to the surface, so that whenever you find yourself rising toward the surface, but you think, I would like more of a break, I would like to stay deep, I would like to slake my thirst for self-care and relaxation, while all those deep thoughts are sitting on the surface, where you can grab them and they can grab you. So if you try to rise too early, then your mind and your body, doing things to nurture you, will reach out and grab one of those past times you've slept deeply and replay it, sleep, over your mind, and your mind will go night-night pet, and you'll be deeper, again. Anytime you need to go back down, like an iceberg bobbing at the surface, most of you is down, most of you is deep, so let the rest of you go down, let the rest of you sleep, sink, slide down inside, falling deeper. The white space around these words waits for you, assists you, helps you. All the things that stick with you are here for you to hear. The waiting space, the negative space, the waiting in between. Like that. And the pleasurable sinking, the negative space, the waiting, the intoning, the gasping, it's all good. All the physiological indicia of trance mount up upon you and remind you that you are deep, remind you that you can sleep. All the effects you may have, the gradual deepening of breath, the fixation of the eye, the fluttering, the heavy limbs, all the signs that remind that you're deeply inside your own trance, inside the sliding, deepening, simplicity. Your thoughts move slow now, trying to get out now. My words droop down now, drip down now, accompany you now, cover you now, covering your mind in the honeyed sweet relaxation. Honey suffused with viscous, simple, relaxing ease. Places that can help you ease down. An inky relaxation that shares our peace, our connected hypnotic joy, which has entered into it. And your mind loops through for as long as you hear these words. This session is about relaxation, remember, and your mind remembers. You find you remember. You're allowed to stay this deep for as long as you need rest. For as long as you need to take care of yourself, your thoughts move slow and you flow deeper down, lower down. Your thoughts are traveling up through honey. By the time they arrive at the surface and burst into the world, they're barely even related to what is going on around you. So what emerges from you is deepness. Your thoughts, when they try to emerge, if you try to speak them, it would be a faint moan as the viscous material took you deeper. If you try to speak the words and push them outward, the pleasurable euphoria that comes with a gradually deepening trance is the only thing that would escape. As every increasingly relaxed breath carries you further, deeper and deeper down into yourself, into a place of peaceful, sleeping, relaxation. And that's where you are for as long as these words flow through your mind, surrounding you. Time is distant. Thought is deep. And every time you loop back through this session, your mind is sleepier, slower, deeper, lower. Each time you go back to the beginning, you're more relaxed. And